Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As usual, we have been working on land development code modifications, revisions to several of our chapters. Chapter 9 is one of those chapters, specifically for the engineering, design, and utility standards. One of your planning board members, Clint Smith, who all y'all had assigned to be the liaison for the planning board, was a big part of that review process. Mike Peel is our stormwater engineer. He played a big role in the modification of the engineering design and utility standards, specifically for the details of why. I'm just going to hand it over, I think, to Mike.
Are we doing minutes of the process?
Yeah, this will be
important. Okay, let's get going.
So, Mike, can we go ahead and
Okay. Cal was outward talking a little bit about the MSL program, which is a big driving factor behind a lot of these changes. The MSL program is a, this city pump coast is a phase two municipal storm sewer system operator. That's where the acronym MS4 comes from. And what that primarily means is that we're regulated in the Federal Clean Water Act for more permitting requirements. We're required to obtain coverage under National Pollutant and Discharge Elimination System Permit, NPDES. We have to develop a stormwater management program. The city received its first NPDES permit in 2014. We're currently in the fifth year of a 5-year permitting program. The MS4 stormwater management program includes several key factors, primarily public education and outreach, public participation and involvement, municipal operation, pollution prevention and good housekeeping measures, and the two key elements that really affect the storm ordinance the most are illicit discharge detection and elimination control measures and construction site stormwater runoff control measures. We're required to develop certain regulatory mechanisms to implement erosion control measures, procedures for site plan review, site inspection enforcement. The process of revising the land development code really started early last year. Reviewing the ordinance and researching the requirements, looking at model ordinances, looking at what other Florida communities with similar programs have done, developing those revisions, and then vetting it with staff. We then have asked sometimes for the water management district to review it, and they received their comments. And then DEP, who is really the agency that implements the program, also reviewed it, and we addressed their input. Then we did another staff technical review, then met with FCARB on the 19th, and then again on the 26th of July. Just a quick summary of some of the revisions. We kind of clarified some of the stormwater management plan requirements, controls the pollution prevention plan requirements, addressed illicit discharges and to the stormwater system, access and maintenance easements, specifically addressed in more detail some of the NPDES permitting requirements. Clarified and some of the plans and metal requirements, hopefully to reduce the typical number of waste metals. Just construction waste management disposal, and added some language that clarified construction site inspection requirements. And that's really about all I have to summarize it. Now, these are our next steps moving forward. Is there any questions or comments? I'm Bill Hoover, a senior planner with Community Development District. We meeting with FCARD, one of the differences that they were proposing that planning staff did not agree with was right now a flag knot, a flag plot, as you can see in the picture there, those are not allowed unless you do a master plan development, which you just put that one in white view there. So every place I've worked before here, a flag plot was not allowed in that city. And what happens is the flag lots have a negative impact on the surrounding lots. So obviously we have a lot here, and we think there might be a place for those in like a master plan development. If you do it right, that lets us review those individually. When you you can see in this case on the picture that the house, it's the flat plot, has a big long driveway, and then the house to the southeast has put up a big wall to protect the privacy from their driveway in the front of the house. But we've also looked at other ones of these, and on some of them, it will impact seven houses around there. So you go up and down the street and you start looking, a lot of the lots that are undeveloped may not be the flag lots, but the lots around the flag lots. So if a developer you can get more lots and make more money by having flag lots in there, that generally lead to high quality development. So that's why staff is differing with FCARD. We're proposing to leave the planning section of Chapter 9 alone and keep flag lots only allowed through a master plan development.
We just add on a little bit. When we went through the 2008 land development code and we workshop that, I was put in at the time when we did our first land development. And ever since I've been the planning manager here for the city, all of our plats that went through, there was no issues of any developer accommodating regular, lots. As a matter of fact, squeezing in more lots, you just recommend approval for a master plan that called for 45 feedlots so the developer can get more lots. You have different zoning districts that allows larger lots and smaller lots, and we have not had any issues. I just think it's poor planning. Having a driveway where you have a backyard and your side yard, have somebody come through in the middle of the night, you can plan around it. That's our opinion.
I don't remember the last time I saw a plan that showed flag lots. I mean, it's all done in the 70s. I don't remember one since then.
So. There's one right there, 77. It's before. Where are we?
We'll be back next month with the actual meeting and
this workshop. This workshop, you're all adding comments and
stuff. So you're saying we're going to keep the flag lodge? Oh, we're not going to address them as I lost, so we don't want to.
Where it is, which does not allow them except in MPD.
Like 77 people
And what we're finding, it's interesting, is that folks that do have a lot with a flag lot next to them, we're seeing where the owners are actually purchasing their lot next door and buying them in one lot because they probably don't corner driveway going in there.
Yeah, that's right. It's built in. It's traveling in my area.
And that was new with the hand.
Yes. I've only seen one in my real estate business.
They're scattered around.
Mm-hmm. I think this is where I raised the point. Projected this thing so describes my property and the adjacent property. Yes, I realized it.
Yeah, we picked your house on purpose. That is that really a neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And my neighbor has just such a driveway that, in fact, it poses a problem because he's lined the driveway with palm trees on both sides. And when I back out and they back out, there's no way to see them coming. But this is exactly what it looks like. And
the two driveways are next to each other. But I can see what you're saying.
Wait,